This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is a Friday morning show with Leo on Joy. Melbourne has some amazing festivals, and this one is no exception, featuring local and international blues artists. The Docklands Blues Music Festival is a free event happening early next month, and joining me on the line to fill us in is musician Jimmy Hocking. Welcome to Joy, Jimmy.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Thanks for joining us this morning. Firstly, you have been in the industry since the 80s. You've played guitar for the Angels and the Screaming Jets, some two great Aussie bands. You've toured the country. The music industry has changed so much since those old days. What do you miss more about the old times?
Well, the old times, look, we'll call them the good old days, right?
The good old days, yeah, I miss the 80s too.
Look, I was very lucky to grow up in music. Both my parents are musicians, my mother an opera singer, my father a great piano player, so I was very fortunate. So I cut my teeth playing in bands throughout the 80s, which was the kind of last golden period of, in Melbourne at least, where we had no pokies in the venues and stuff like that, so it was all about live music and that and everything that sort of brought to the table. It was a very cultural time, I feel anyway. So I loved that period of time, even though we had wacky haircuts and some questionable fashion. It was a great time to be a young up and comer. And there was a broad section of music happening across Melbourne, and I was kind of, I was a little guitar crazy kid. So of course I sort of found my way into the rock scene because that's where the guitar was living. And I had a bunch of experimental bands in the early 80s, the Astro Boys, and all these sort of kooky Frank Zappa inspired bands, until I started becoming like more of a serious rock guy, which was around the time I toured with the Angels, as you say, in 88, when Bob Spencer had an injury and I took over the tour from him, and went on to play in a band called Jimmy the Human and Spectre 7, which you might remember, and then the Screaming Jets. So but all the while I was interested in the blues, and eventually as I got older and greyer, I realised it would be a good thing to look like a blues man.
You mentioned the word experimental just before, and what I love about the 80s was that there were no rules back then. There were no stylists and publicists and middlemen. It was just pretty much organic, and there was no like, okay, you've got to get a top 10 or you're going to be dropped. So they nurtured an artist, right?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, that pressure was there for some people, but by and large, the music industry really has changed, as you say, because one of the big things, I heard somebody on the radio talking about this from the States a little while ago, and they were saying, you've got to remember, people like Elton John, he didn't have a hit single till his third album, which meant that his record company and his management and everybody involved in his career at that time were happy for him to develop as an artist. So, he could develop over a number of albums, and the public would go with him, you see. But nowadays, for young up-and-comers, especially in pop music and dance music and all these things, there's a lot of pressure to have a standout hit single right off the bat, like bang, and that's a very hard thing to do, because no one can really gauge where the public's attention is really going. We can take some educated guesses, but, can we really do it? And, that's the worst thing about it. And as you say, the 80s, well, my world in the 80s, I was pretty much just throwing stuff at the wall and just seeing what sticks and having a good time. I was a young musician, so for me, I didn't feel that pressure about having a hit record, and I just had a good time. So it really was a golden period.
Now, you've been on stage over the years with some pretty impressive blues musicians, haven't you? You must have some really good stories to tell on the road.
Well, I've had a great run, and I went over to the States I started going to New York in about 99, and I started to play the scene over there in Manhattan. There's a few like acoustic cafes and stuff like that I sort of got my foot in the door. And eventually in 2005, I'd won an award in Memphis called the International Blues Challenge, which is a big deal it's a big deal anywhere now, but we have these blues challenges in every country, and you have to win it in your country. So I'd won it in Melbourne, and I got got sent over there to be part of a festival in Memphis, and I was then pronounced the winner, which seems a bit weird being a musician to be the winner of something, but you know, that's just the way it plays out. But you know, in the travels of that, I got to meet lots of great blues musicians and people. I toured with Edgar Winter when he was in Australia, and famously it was B.B. King's birthday just the other day, and I posted on social media
a photo of me
with B.B. King, which was a great moment. He was actually here with you too on that particular instance, and I got to meet and hang out with him for a while.
Now, aside from obviously the festivals happening next month, the Docklands Blues Music Festival hits Melbourne early next month. Aside from yourself, who other artists are going to be on the bill with you?
Well, there's a great bunch. It's really like the who's who of the Melbourne blues scene at the moment. And they've also got an act coming out from, I believe, Germany. I think Johnny Reiger Band is from Germany. So they're young guns of the blues scene in Europe. But, you know, we've got bands like Dan Dinan. He's also won the NBAS Blues Challenge as well. A great young band, one of my favourites, Blue Eyes Cry, Brian Fraser. It's off the top of my head, Dream Boogie. I know Greg Dodd and the Hoodoo Men. Jesse Valanche, you know, Kelly Ordy, who I just love, is going to be there. Justin Yap, he's another great young blues man coming up through the scene. John McNamara, who won the Blues Challenge, I believe, this year. Also, Mojo Tree, Safari Motel, let me think, Sweet Felicia's on, Young Oscar Layla's on, and it's actually really encouraging to see that there's some of us older ones. I'll put myself in that category. I'm one of the kind of like mainstays of the blues scene now after some 15 or 18 years, but we've also got these guys with Oscar and Justin, and they are like young, fresh faces in the blues scene, and it's so great to see that it's still got so much life in the scene still.
Do you think the industry is a lot harder for young people these days to get into?
You know what? I've wondered that. It is, because the gigs themselves are not there. You know, like the landscape of our town has changed, and that's the hard thing. But having said that, we now have YouTube, we now have social media, and I get to see a lot of new acts via these new avenues, you know, and so we didn't have that back in the old days, but we had more venues. So it's, you know, I guess as one door opens, another one's closed in some respects, but it is kind of harder because there's a different kind of landscape, as I say. But, you know, it would be great if we had maybe a few more small pokey venues like we used to have all around Melbourne, you know, like that would nurture young up-and-coming talent.
Now, finally, Jimmy, what's coming up for you between now and the end of the year?
Well, I spend most of my time doing the blues stuff. I have a few different hats. I'm also a mandolin player, so I do like the folk festivals and stuff like that, playing mandolin, which I love doing. And then in the extreme opposite, I still play guitar in the Screaming Jets. So we're about to embark on a national tour starting in a couple of weeks, so that will see me through to the end of December. But throughout that experience, I'll be doing some Sunday blues, obviously this festival, which is the 5th of October at the Docklands. But I'll have some other gigs way out west in Williamstown, do a great blues gig on a Sunday. So because the Jets gigs will be Thursday to Saturday, I get to do the blues scene Sunday. So I get to balance out my life there as well.
You can catch Jimmy Hocking and other fantastic local and international blues artists at the Blues Music Festival happening on Sunday the 5th of October at Harbourtown Docklands from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. This is a free event, so get on down there and support some great blues music. The new album from Jimmy is Live in the Moment, so Live in the Moment, which is available in stores and online right now. Thanks for joining us this morning, Jimmy.
A pleasure. Thanks for having us, Leo.
Thanks, Matty.
See you, man.
That is Jimmy Hocking this morning on the show. He is a guitarist from great classic 80s bands, the Angels and the Screaming Jets, going on tour with them as well. And you can catch that great event, the Blues Music Festival, next month at Docklands. Should be quite a cool event. Good for Sunday. Just relaxing and listening to some great blues music.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.